On a sunny September evening, I watched a room at the University of Alberta slowly fill up with an unusually multicultural crowd. There were representatives from a range of international student clubs, Indian, Arab, Chinese, African. The gathering had been arranged to discuss an urgent concern common to everyone present: the recent, unannounced, and surprise increase to the university's international student fees.
Hey, my name is Zhu Jiewang. You can call me Vivian because it's hard to pronounce my Chinese name. Obviously, I'm from China. I'm a third year business student, accounting major.
Okay, I'm Zhao Yi. No English name, sorry. I'm in Faculty of Arts, studying psychology and economics, third year. Yeah. Why we raise up this meeting is because we noticed there's a unannounced and unexpected international student tuition increase for this academic year.
Can you tell me about when you started to look for information about the increase? Could you tell me about, you know, how difficult that search was?
Oh, it's really difficult. So basically, we find some information on the U of A's website, but it's very limited. And also, like, most of the information we collected from an individual person, because, like, for me, like, I compare my breakdowns of tuition fees for the 2013 winter term and 2013 fall term, so you can see there's an increase. And because I have some questions, I even went to the administration office and let them to, like, disclose some information, but they said, oh, we can only look at your fees, but there's no access to other international student fees. So basically, we just collected information for an individual person and found some information on the tuition website.
And also trying to reach out our fans,
yeah,
and
friends
to get some personal data. And from that, we collected some, do some calculus and to get this number.
Vivian and Zhao Yi had to cobble together this estimate of their own student fees, because the administration does not publish the calculation themselves. This is something that really concerns the two students.
The U of A, they don't have, like, they don't disclose the policy of how to calculate those international differential fees. So because it's not available to us, they there's a risk they can, like, charge more fees for us without giving us some explanation. So, and also, like, we cannot check it by ourselves as well. So we really want, like, university can disclose this kind of information and the policies as well. Yeah.
So do you feel like, given the lack of transparency about how your fees are calculated,
yeah,
do you feel like you international students are being taken advantage of by the University of Alberta?
It feels like if they give us some reasonable explanations, we may accept it.
The University of Alberta is one of the best universities in the world, and we expect more from the university as well. Like, I think they should be transparent,
yeah,
and open to their students, to the public and the students, and let us know how do they, like, calculate those fees, and let us to be involved in.
What we are doing here is not against the university. We're part of this university.
Yeah.
We want to make it better in the future.
Vivian and Zhao Yi have received the support of the Students' Union in their attempt to organize international students. The union president, Petros Kuzmo, has been concerned about a lack of investment in Alberta's post-secondary education system, and he is concerned that international students will soon be asked to help make up for the deficit.
In terms of how international student fees are calculated, international students pay tuition like everyone else does, but they also pay something called an international differential fee. That fee is based off of an international differential fee multiplier, and that multiplier right now is something like 2.something%. So they pay, let's say tuition is $5,000. They have their international fee is two times of that, so they have to pay $5,000 plus $10,000, which equates to a total of $15,000. They're essentially paying three times as much, right? So that's pretty much how the math works out, and that's been consistent. The thing is, tuition is regulated, right? But international students don't have the international differential fee being regulated. So at any point in time, institutions can increase the fee to whatever they want to. And we started to see that at some of the other Albertan post-secondary education institutions. For instance, the University of Lethbridge actually during the summer really increased their international student fee, which was really bad news.
Petros explained that the situation at the University of Alberta was slightly different. International students did not experience a dramatic hike in their fees, but neither did they enjoy the tuition freeze that domestic students received. Instead, international student fees increased moderately to match the rate of inflation.
But my big fear isn't so much for this year, but it's what's going to happen for next year. The university is now incentivizing faculties, in my opinion, to increase international students' tuition. Why? Because the international differential fee, that $10,000, let's say an international student pays to the institution, it gets split up in different ways. I don't have it off the top of my head, but something like 30% of it goes to maybe the faculty. Another 30% goes to the provost's office, which funds stuff like libraries and other stuff. And let's say another 30% goes to University of Alberta International. From my understanding, the provost's office is saying, you know what, faculties, you'll get something like 60%. So now faculties have a greater incentive to actually increase the international student differential fee. And the institution has made it quite clear that they're going to rely on it more.
Proponents of increased reliance on funding from international tuition argue that Canadian students pay through their taxes and that international students are only paying their fair share. But Petros explained that this isn't actually true anymore.
Currently, as it stands, it's not like the institution loses money by accepting international students, right? Because the argument they make is like, well, the government's only covering enough, you know, giving us enough cash just to cover the domestic students. Right. The government isn't doing that, right? They're just giving you a lump sum of cash.
So there's no like direct financial relationship between taxes being paid
and currently with the funding model that the institutions have, there's no direct consequence by having more international students. It's a huge incentive. And that's why you're starting to see institutions focus a lot more on recruiting international students. We're seeing that at UBC. We're seeing that at U of T, obviously. U of C last year at a town hall, I believe their president announced something like, you know, we're going to cap how many domestic students we take next year, and we're going to make sure we increase how many international students we take.
Back at the forum, I was wondering how international students could handle a big hike in their tuition fees. I approached some of those present to find out how they felt about it.
Oh, hi. My name is Yves. I'm from the Chinese Compassion and Relief Youth Group. I'm the current president and also a fourth-year materials engineering student. And I'm originally from Taiwan.
So I was wondering, with these hikes in the international student tuition, has that affected you?
It does actually. It does increase. It does affect my tuition because I've seen like it does increase like about 700, something like that. So like on top of CPI. So
how much are you used to paying?
Well, excluding scholarships and stuff, and I paid I think 21,000 last year. So yeah.
I also spoke to another member of the Chinese youth group. Helen described finding herself in a much more precarious situation than Eve. For her and her friends, there is a personal cost to rising international tuition fees.
Hi, I'm Helen, and I'm international from China, and I'm second year in mathematics.
How much is your tuition?
It's about... I just have four courses registered, and my tuition is already like 9,000. Like last year, it would be like 2,000 lower than that. Yeah.
So you say that you've been worried about this. Can you tell me a bit about how you feel right now?
Actually, the tuition fee is like. Actually, we even talk about this during the summertime because all my friends, maybe we're more care about like fees, and because we're not the rich part, and then, we maybe get a job and we have our scholarships. But if the fee increases and the scholarship is still at that lower point, it will affect us. So,
Can you tell me what it means to you and to your parents when the tuition increases?
Yeah, because when I came to Canada, they moved to Beijing to get a like better work, and they don't really have a place to live. They just rent for one. If the tuition fee actually increases, they would have to like work more harder, or even not really like to get that point to by working harder. So we have to work here and find more opportunity to get that money to like to fix that gap. So it's a little hard for us. So we do really care.
Uh-huh. Have you, or you said some of your friends have been working themselves as well?
Yeah. I do have some of my friends. They didn't really go back to China this summer because they need more like money to cover the tuition fees. So they just work here for the whole summer and like two or three part-time jobs to cover the fees. So it's a little hard. Yeah.
What kind of jobs are those?
Because we're undergraduate, we don't really have a like degree for like better jobs. It's just working in restaurant and malls and to like you know that like McDonald's things. Because it's not all of students they are like from rich family and come here to make a golden cover for business. And there are also some students that are in science, engineering, and they want to do more for their family because their family are not rich. So it's like both sides are they're not really equal, and we need more care for this like side that's not really that rich but trying to work hard. Yeah.
It's clear that international students consider this to be a kind of human rights issue. They don't want to be driven into poverty in order to gain a quality education. I don't think that most Albertans would see it the same way, however. I asked Petros Kuzmo, Students Union President, what he would tell Albertans to build support for the cause of international students.
Most Albertans, right, we want to be able to live in a world-class province. I mean, so if we're striving to become a world-class province, territory, city, then bringing in international students is a large part of that equation. It starts with having world-class talent, and it starts with having a diverse amount of cultures, someone that can make your environment rich, right? My experience here in Edmonton and at the U of A has been rich because I felt like I've had an international experience at home. And I feel like for a lot of Edmontonians and Albertans, I feel like they feel the same way. So the second you're saying, well, you know, we value all these things, you know, the fact that Canada is a cultural mosaic, but no, they should pay their way into our country. Then it's sending two very different messages, right? And you're not becoming a very welcoming city. You know, it's working against your own objectives for making Edmonton and Alberta an amazing place. At the end of the day, Canadians and Edmontonians and Albertans care more about having a better quality of life than making sure that someone can pay their way in.
So, for CGSR News, I'm Trevor Chow Fraser. Point.